100 years of making a difference in your community. That's Country Financial. Now back to WJBC.
Country Financial is joining with safety advocates around the nation to raise awareness about the unique risks for teen drivers and those things that they face through this process, and also the life-saving steps families can take to protect them during Teen Driver Safety Week. Why is this so important?
Motor vehicle crashes remain the leading cause for death for teens in the United States. Inexperience, using phone while they're driving, speeding, not using seatbelt, having too many passengers in the vehicle are all causing tragedy that is totally preventable each year. This week, parents like us, advocate, and also educators should talk to their teens about the importance of safe driving behavior.
Do you have kids that are driving right now? Do you have that age group?
I do. My son just turned 16 last December.
So what is that conversation like? Because listen, you're here to talk about your job, but you're a mom, which is number one in your life. And your kid's going to get behind the wheel of a 3,000-pound car. And we know kids make dumb decisions. They're not perfect yet, like us, you know? How do you talk to your child when you are releasing them into this world with a 3,000-pound vehicle to go and travel and visit friends and go and get a hamburger or go to a basketball game? What do you say to him as a mom?
It is very, very important. So I have a 16-year-old that is on the road. I have a 13-year-old that will be, in 3 years, will be driving as well. It is important, especially this week, right, and all the weeks in the year, to talk to your kids about the importance of safe driving behavior. Make sure you're not distracted, especially with phone nowadays, right? The distraction is real. There is responsibility come from being behind the wheel. You need to respect that.
So I would assume, as you brought up, distracted driving, like with a cell phone, I would think that would be one of the leading causes affecting kids today. Are we still telling kids to wear their seatbelt? I kind of feel as if everybody's wearing their seatbelt now. Am I correct in that?
Yeah, it depends on the demographic. I think seatbelt definitely saves lives. It is always buckle up, kids.
When I was growing up, they really hit that hard. Wear your seatbelt, because there was, when I grew up, when I was a 2-year-old, 3-year-old, and I could walk, I did not wear a seatbelt in the car. There weren't seatbelts. I stood on the front passenger seat with my hands on the dashboard, and we drove up to the local Five and Dime store to get some candy with mom. Now there's safety seats and safety buckles and all that stuff. I'm surprised that we're still telling people to buckle up. I kind of just thought at this point that's common sense.
It is the teenager. One time I was down the road and seeing a teenager was sitting behind in the truck and not buckle up.
Wow.
So it is important.
So what advice do you give your children about the cell phone? Because that's going to be the number one distractor. Do you have a rule in your house? Leave it in the back seat, leave it off. How do you handle that?
So our both of our car have a dashboard holder. So put your phone on the holder. I think more importantly too, especially for the parent out there, talk to the insurance company about using a telematics program. So Country Financial offer a telematics program which uses smartphone app technology to track and give you feedback about your driving behavior so you can become an even safer driver. And more importantly, you can earn up to 25% discount on your car insurance premium. So now I could make sure my son have the Driver IQ program and we are in a family plan, so I can see his driving behavior behind the wheel. Was he using his phone? Was he speeding?